This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What is the Muslim's strongest weapon to keep him firm at the time of fitna, the time of trials and tribulations? Check out this hadith in Sunan Abi Dawud, Hudhayfa ibn Yaman radiallahu anhu, when he was asking about what will come after the khayr. He said, all this khayr that has come to us. He asked the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, will there be shar, will there be evil that will come after all of this good, all this khayr? He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, fitnatun wa shar. That fitna, trials and tribulations and shar, evil will come. Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, he said, after that shar, will there be khayr, will there be good that will come? Pay attention to the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And look at the days that we're living in. Look at the fitna that we see all around us. In another hadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he told us that there's no time except for the one that comes after it will be worse than that. Things keep getting worse and worse. The trials, the tribulations, they're getting more difficult. So what is the solution? How can we stay firm? Listen to the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu. He said, Ya Hudhayfa, ta'allam kitab Allah. O Hudhayfa, learn the book of Allah, learn the Quran. Wattabi' and follow that which you find in it. Learn the Quran and follow the teachings of the Quran. And he repeated this to him three times to show the importance of learning the Quran and acting upon the teachings of the Quran at the times of fitna. And this, inshallah ta'ala, is going to be what's going to keep us firm. Our strongest weapon, the book of Allah. And the other hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, taraktu fikum ma antamassaktu bihi, that I left behind for you that which if you hold firm to it, lan tudillu ba'di, that you'll never go astray after me. Kitab Allah, the book of Allah.